My name is Ngoc Hong. You can spell H-O-A-N-G. It's Vietnam. Vietnam.
Mr. Hung is an instructional assistant at Top School, where he works with our classmates. He immigrated here 10 years ago to escape communist labor camps. In Vietnam, Hung was a highly educated mathematician.
1975, I was in university and almost graduate. And after that, I go to graduate and teach math in Vietnam.
Hung sacrificed his achievements and personal wealth for the benefit of his wife and three children. In Vietnam, Hung faced an issue around communism. The police and government were out of control and were constantly accusing Hung of violating their communist rules.
I cannot stay there because if I were there, I would be put in hard labor because they told me I against their regime.
The government in Vietnam was also strict about people leaving Vietnam and coming.
Economy, they cannot be isolated from the world, so they have to open. Let the people come. Before that, we called Vietnam had the bamboo curtain, you know, bamboo curtain. Because like Soviet, they call iron curtain, right? Iron curtain because it's strong. But in Vietnam, we like underdeveloped country, so they use almost bamboo, so they call it bamboo curtain. So they close everything from outside.
Because of the bamboo curtain, Hung had to escape with many other people in a small boat that would hold about 40 people. This was an increasingly popular way to escape Vietnam. Hung was one of the 6,132 boat people who have traveled here risking pirates who would kill, rape, and steal from them, or violent weather in the Gulf of Thailand.
Handle about almost 40 people in there. And we just escaped, and it took me about a week to reach to... At that time, we called the oil company. Name when we see the oil company in 76, you know, 76, they explore the oil in Thailand Gulf, and we stay there. And I've been in the ocean about 2 months because I can reach to the land of Thailand because the country deny every because they don't want to involve with. The new regime communist in Vietnam, so they deny us.
Since Hung's family were illegal immigrants, they were caught and placed in a detention center.
But from the beginning, for 2 years, they still treat me as an illegal entry to their country. So I'm not have any status as a refugee. 3 years later, after we spent about like in jail, they called it detention center. Then they ran us about refugee status.
After being held in a detention center in Thailand for 3 years, delegates from around the world came to interview Hung and his family.
And after that, a lot of delegates from Australia, from United States, from Japan, from, a lot of countries, they stopped by and they interviewed us to see if we qualify and which country we volunteer. At that time, I was in the camp. I worked for the translator for the Australia delegate. So my intent at that time go to Australia. But when United States called me up and interviewed me and they say, you want to go to US? And I say, yes, okay.
Because Hung and his family wanted to re-enter the U.S. legally, Hung needed to find a sponsor who would get him a green card.
And they looking for a sponsor. So they find out in Seattle they got a sponsor for me. They want to help me a new life in Seattle, United States. And I come to Seattle, not well, intend to go to Seattle at that time.
In order to have a job in the United States, you must have a green card. Each year, there is a limit to the number of green cards issued, and if there are not enough green cards for your family, you're placed on a waiting list. Hung was in a section that offered 140,000 green cards per year. This was because he was in a section that gave green cards to immigrants who are looking for job sponsors. A job sponsor is someone offering an immigrant a job because nobody with a green card meets the requirements or wants it. When someone on the waiting list is matched with these requirements, they are notified and interviewed. If the interview goes well, a green card is issued. Since Hung was caught trying to illegally enter the U.S., he had to pay a higher filing fee, though it would surely be worth the effort. When a company offered him a sponsorship for a job, he gladly accepted and was soon on a plane to the U.S. with his family. Unfortunately, his new job did not require his mathematics skills. Before getting his new job, he received help from refugee assistance.
I got 4 kids and we applied for public assistance. They called refugee assistance at that time. And about 6 months, and I got a job at work for Seattle Public School.
10 years later, Hong lives in an apartment in Seattle with his wife and 3 children and is an instructional assistant at Topps School. Hong's wife, however, has had some trouble realizing that the government here will not threaten her like they did in Vietnam.
It's okay with me when we change our life, but difficult for my wife and my kid at that time when he's young, so that they are easy to adapt new life and new language. It's scary of my wife because when we come to different life, different time, when the phone ring, he's scared up. Pick up the phone, he don't know. We say yes or no, or what is it? If you say yes, maybe danger or something.
Hong's new life here has its pros and cons. His mathematics skills and education don't mean much here because of his language barrier, but his family has a sense of security that the government of Vietnam did not offer them.